USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America takes to the polls today as the general election of 2020 gets underway.
Thank you, Georgia. Go out and vote. Let's get this vote out.
Twitter and Facebook outline how they will handle posts claiming victory prematurely. Beginning on election night through the inauguration, Twitter said it will place warning labels such as official sources called this election differently, or official sources may not have called this race when this was tweeted. Facebook will add specific information in newsfeed notifications, in its apps, and in the labels on posts if a candidate or party declares premature victory. Social media companies are under pressure to combat election-related misinformation and prepare for the possibility of violence or poll place intimidation around the November vote. USA Radio News election coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on USA Radio News.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
As voters let their voices be heard this election day, one thing is certain. This election is like no other in our history. As both parties swell their lawyer ranks with a possible dispute of the election, Americans are gearing up with guns. Attorney and gun rights activist Colleen Noir tells Fox News Americans always exercise their Second Amendment rights around election time.
Usually we always see this during the election time. We see gun sales spike considering who's running to be in office. And generally speaking, there's usually a Democrat running to be in office, and largely Democrats tend to be anti-gun. So during elections, gun sales usually spike. However, what we saw over the last 6 to 7, 8 months is a lot of unrest, a lot of rioting, and a lot of people really understanding that when it comes to their safety, they're the only ones responsible for it. And so when you take those two things, combine them together, and then you also have segments in this population talking about how they're going to create civil unrest if a certain person doesn't win the election, then you get people saying, you know what? I think it's time for me to get a gun to protect myself.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Vice President Mike Pence visited with USA Radio Network's Wayne Allen Root Show on Monday. Mike tells us the cost of a Biden presidency.
Endorsed a $4 trillion tax increase, a $2 trillion Green New Deal. I mean, people who listen to this program just deserve to know that, as in the American economy is getting back on its feet based on the strong free market stands this president took when he cut taxes, rolled back regulation, unleashed American energy, fought for free and fair trade, and all the recovery and relief efforts that we provided to families and businesses. Joe Biden is talking about raising taxes, burying us in an avalanche of regulation, and shutting down the economy again. I don't think the American people are having it. I think the American people love freedom, and I think that's why you're seeing people rally to the cause of reelecting President Trump.
And by the way, you probably don't know this about me. You know me as a conservative talk show host, Vice President, but I was the Libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008, so I do share something with you.
I know you were. You can't tell me anything about Wayne Allen Root. I know all about you.
All right, well, that's good. So what I was going to say to you,
one of the most prominent voices for liberty in America. And I just really have so much admiration and respect for you.
I appreciate that very much. And I was going to say to you that I'm pretty damn good judge of a great debater. And I thought your debate, the VP debate, I thought you did a smashing job. And I gave you like a 9.9 out of 10. I mean, I can't rate anyone any higher than that.
Election coverage starts at 8 p.m. Eastern right here on USA Radio News.